Sunday morning, 10:420. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is Honor to Him Honor. I think I have another one a few years back titled the same way, but oh well. Every year, usually close to the end of the old year, the Lord gives me a word or a slogan for the coming year, and I was not seeking this. Yesterday morning, I was studying, getting ready for today, and the Lord gave me this. In 2021, the restoration has begun. And this is basically what this man that I was talking about in the other teaching, the word he said. He said, it'll be a revival like no one on earth has ever seen. And he talked about young people, even little kids, which kind of goes with along with Tommy Hicks' vision and Brother Hagin's vision of the end time revival. I want to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2. I'm going to look at verse 30. Just the latter part of that verse there. It says, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. At the dawning of the new year, the restoration process will begin. As with any project, there must be a tearing down of the old before the new can begin. And that's what's happening right now. I want to encourage you about the president. He gave a little speech, a little few-minute video talking about he's doing well and all of that. And, of course, we saw that video, and I looked at it again without the guy with the letters, and I could see he's definitely on a ship. But anyway, right after the doctors had their presser on how well he was doing, here comes his chief of staff, isn't it chief of staff, out, and he's talking to the reporters, and he tells them to turn off their cameras. He said, he's not doing near what you think as well as those doctors are saying he's doing. So don't be upset if you hear that he's had a decline, because this is what I believe. I've been praying about it. All of a sudden, we've tried whatever it is, Desivir or whatever it is. We've tried all these therapeutics, none happened, but we got out the hydroxychloroquine, and he has miraculously come back. Miraculously. It's been miraculous. Me, I see this as finally setting straight the deep state and all their lies and all their stuff about it hurting you and harming you. When we've known all along, when all this began, he brought it up about hydroxychloroquine. So if you see that, then think about that. So he's having to tear down the old before the new can start to be built. This will happen in all seven mountains of influence. In the 1,000 years of peace, I will reign from my holy mountain. Okay, with that, I want to turn to Micah chapter 4. Micah's right back there. Seth, right after Jonah, before Nahum. Yeah, I looked at that video, and I just sat there, and I just watched certain spots, and I could see it going up and down. Verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountain, that it shall be exalted above the hills, and below, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come and let's go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people and rebuke strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares. Here's Nisera. Just Sarah. And their swords into pruning hooks. Nations shall not rise or lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree. Nobody's going to steal nothing. None shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts hath spoken it. For all people will walk every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. The tearing down and the rising up will be based on this: honor to whom honor. Those that honored me, I will honor. Those that lightly esteem me, I will lightly esteem. Just this process alone will drastically change the landscape and the atmosphere. Much like the Tower of Babel being torn down or Sodom and Gomorrah being destroyed. Strongholds of the enemy will be destroyed. He will no more rule in the high places of the earth. But now I will rule in the high places. Where sin has abounded, riots, pillaging, rape, murder, sodomy, idolatry, theft, fires, storms, earthquakes, lies will be no more. Grace will take its place. America the beautiful, I have shed my grace on you. Those that honored me, great grace will be upon them. I will honor them. Those that have been pushed back, persecuted, their voices censored, will now rise to the top. Yes, the top of the mountains. What has been done in secret shall be shouted from the housetops. For those that lightly esteem me, dishonored me, I will lightly esteem and dishonor them. I know who did and who did not. In 2021, you will see this process begin. So take heart, my warriors, for I always win, and since I always win, so do you. Amen. I want to read Jeremiah 36 to you. As I read this, you'll see, we see this same thing going on through the mainstream media, social platforms. You just want to slap them. And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called Barak, the son of Neriah, and Barak wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Barak, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written for my mouth, the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house upon the fasting day, and also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord and will return every one from his evil way, for great is the anger and the fury that the Lord hath pronounced against this people. And Barak, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. They then read Barak in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Jeremiah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe in the higher court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house in the ears of all the people. When Micaiah, the son of Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard out of the book all the words of the Lord, then he went down into the king's house, into the scribe's chamber, and lo, all the princes sat there, even Elishama, the scribe, and Deliah, the son of Shimeiah, and Elnathan, the son of Achbor, and Jemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the princes. And Micaiah declared unto them all the words that he had heard, where Barak read the book in the ears of the people. Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Selemiah, the son of Cushai, the son of Baruch, saying, take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Barak, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and came unto them. And they said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Barak read it in their ears. Now it came to pass when they had heard all the words, they were afraid, both one and another, and said unto Barak, we will surely tell the king of all these words. And they asked Barak, saying, tell us how. How didst thou write all these words at his mouth? And Barak answered them, he pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. Then said the princes unto Barak, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you be. And they went into the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. So the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and he took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber. And Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Sounds like the left, doesn't it? And nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Jemariah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. But the king commanded Jeremiel, the son of Hamelech, and Sariah, the son of Azrael, and the son of Shelemiah, and the son of Abdil, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after that the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote on the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, take thee again another roll, and write it all, the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim the king of Judah hath burned. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore thus saith the Lord of Jehoiakim king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out the day to the heat, and in the night to the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, upon the men of Judah, all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearkened not. Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire, and they were added besides unto them many like words. So that's what's happening. That's what's going to be happening, or happening, whatever that, whatever's been, it's been the pattern over and over and over again. And those who dishonor the Lord, they don't give his word any credence at all. He knows who they are, and they're not going to escape. They might escape the president, they might escape the military, but they're not going to escape God.